Sammy J on ABC Radio Melbourne.
Often in life, we tend to be oblivious to things that don't directly affect us. I certainly am myself anyway. So I confess to not really being across the specifics of this fact. But evidently, it turns out that gay men have not been able to give blood if they've had sexual contact in the past 12 months with another man. That has just changed. I'm joined by Nick Hollis, co-founder of the Institute of Many, HIV activist, and a person living with HIV. Good morning to you, Nick. Thanks so much for joining.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
As just stated, I confess my ignorance to specifics here. Was I correct in my summary just then of the situation?
That's correct, yes. So previously, gay and bi men, and including trans people, trans men and women who have sex with men, were unable to donate blood for 12 months, but it's just been changed to 3 months.
And obviously that's initially, the 12-month wait was at the fear and risk of HIV. That remains the case with the 3 month wait?
Look, well, in some way, yeah. I mean, but it's a good news story in that it's not really about fear so much now. It's really promising to see, you know, the Therapeutic Goods Administration and other organizations make these decisions based on the actual science, you know, what we know about HIV transmission and testing and risk in 2021, and not the outdated fears of the 80s and 90s, because there was no scientific reason whatsoever for a 12-month deferral, you know, for asking gay men to abstain for 12 months. There was no scientific basis for it. So this 3 month deferral is a really welcome change because it's much more in line with HIV science in 2021.
Nick, how does this compare, do you know, to other countries around the world? Are there similar sort of limits put in place, or longer or shorter?
Yeah, look, there's a sort of growing movement around the world for blood donation to update the science of its thinking and to be a little bit more inclusive. You know, some countries have 3 months, some have 6 months, some countries have scrapped it altogether, and they'd have a different assessment for that, which is, you know, in some jurisdictions, you know, an even better news story for the relationship between gay men and HIV in everyone's minds. But I think this makes a lot of sense in Australia to put in the 3 month deferral period.
Nick, as you said, it is a good news story, and it's not, I'm not sort of classing it in amongst sort of discrimination things, because it's been a health, you know, reasoning along the way. But nonetheless, as a man living with HIV, this must feel like, you know, I can't tell you what it feels like. Why don't you tell me?
Well, look, I mean, I think that there's a bit of tension in the gay community in particular about this, because there are certainly some HIV negative gay men who think this doesn't go far enough. You know, they think that this is discrimination. Mm-hmm. And the reality is, this is discrimination and it is unfair. And that's, you know, for a couple of reasons. Firstly, it is unbelievably unfair for gay and bisexual men and people in the trans community to be affected by HIV in so many different ways over so many decades. You know, this is a massive burden on our community. But also, the blood deferral policy, this 3 month, you know, abstaining period, is literally discriminatory, but it's based on a sort of, you know, all of population level data, public health conversation. It's the really big picture stuff. And you and your listeners and all of us, after the year we've had with COVID, I think we're all a little bit closer to understanding what that big picture public health stuff is about, right? I mean, here mm-hmm. in Melbourne, we all endured the lockdown. We know that tough decisions have to be made to keep the broader community safe sometimes. But that public health, big picture stuff crashes head on with our sense of individualism and our identity sometimes. So I appreciate where, you know, HIV negative gay men are coming from when they say this doesn't go far enough. But I also think, you know, the fastest and most ethical way for all of us to be able to donate blood, well, not me, I'm living with HIV. I'm okay with not being able to donate blood. I recognize why that's never going to happen. But if we end HIV in Australia, then that 3 month deferral period doesn't need to exist anymore. And what people maybe don't realise is that we are quite close to achieving that here in Australia. You know, it's not the 80s and 90s anymore, and that's the good news story we should be focusing on.
It is indeed a good news story in that sense. I really appreciate your time this morning, Nicholas. Thanks so much.
Anytime. Thanks so much.